Hey, Dolphins fans, this is Mike Gesicki. Catch the new podcast, The Fin Addicts and The Sure Thing. You can find them on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And make sure to subscribe to The Fin Addicts Network on YouTube as well. Fins up.
Fin Addicts Network.
All right, welcome to the Fin Addicts Network. My name is Brian Byrne. I am your host. As always, I'm joined by Savak. We have a couple really special guests today, but before we get into that, we got some housekeeping we gotta jump into. So just make sure you subscribe to the Fin Addicts Miami Dolphins podcast. You can find it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are, we will be there. Also try to check us out, the Fin Addicts Network on YouTube. We have our own unique YouTube URL now. It's youtube.com/C/FinAddictsNetwork. Please follow us on Twitter at @Fin_Addicts. We also have a Fin Addicts hotline. It's 786-309-7558. Please leave us a voicemail. Send us a text. We want to hear from you. Any questions for our guests, any reactions, just any hot takes. If you're really mad that one of our guests today is a Patriots fan, you can just call in and just sound off on that. Whatever you want to talk about, just give us a call. Savak, how's it going today, buddy?
Wonderful. I'm locked in, you know, bitter combat with the Wasps outside my house. They cheap shotted me earlier today.
Damn Wasps. So the reason we're jumping on today is Tua threw some footballs today. And there was another announcement that Tua is going to have a documentary coming out on September 6th. So we asked our friends from the Bama Network, our very special guest. We have Jade and Caitlin from the Bama Network. Welcome, guys. How are you doing? What's going on? Where can we find you? What do you guys have in the works right now?
Well, I just want to say thanks for having me on again. I had a lot of fun last time that I was on here. And I had to bring in my co-anchor, Caitlin, because I just needed her to experience it with me. You guys can check us out on Twitter at Bama Network. We always have the YouTube show. And then Starting Lineup is on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Anchor.
Awesome. You guys are...
Although I'm a Patriots fan, I'm glad that I can bring some spice into you guys' podcast.
You guys are moving the needle over there in the starting lineup. I said you had some few huge guests there.
We're trying.
It looks like it's going really good. All right, so we're going to start it off with I put together a couple clips from Tua throwing at training camp today. So, you know, it's been so long since we've seen Tua throw, you know, that poor Mississippi State game. We weren't sure if we were ever going to see it. So we're going to it's like 30 seconds. Let's just take a look at Tua throwing a pigskin.
Oh, no sound on that one.
No, that was silent. So we first got to go to Caitlin. I know that you're a huge Tua fan. What is it like seeing him in the aqua and the orange and the Dolphins helmet?
Well, actually, to correct you, I am not a huge Tua fan. I'm a huge NFL fan.
Okay.
But, yeah, I go to Bama, so I am a huge Bama fan. So, I guess, yes, that makes me a Tua fan. So, I mean, it's looking good, but we got to see, like, where the dynamics are at. Yes, his arm looks great right now, but I'm interested to see how he's going to be dynamically.
Absolutely. And Jade, I know we had some fear that we might never see this again. We threw a hype video on last time you were on. You were almost in tears. What was your thoughts, you know, finally getting to see him throw a football?
It's just really good to see him be able to do that again. Like we said the last time we talked on here, like, we did not know after the Mississippi State game what was going to come and for his future career. So to see him, like, being able to move so well and do things that he used to do is just awesome. It also does hurt my feelings to hear my co-host say that she is not a huge Tua fan. Because
no, I said I am a Tua fan because I'm a Bama fan. Right? Difference. But yes, I am a Bama fan. Don't come after me. I'm a fan. Don't come after me.
Overall, though, it's just really good to see him out and moving and throwing the football.
Caitlin, real quick, what is your Twitter handle?
At @Caitlin_Heffler.
So yes. All you Tide fans who are very upset that she said she's not a huge Tua fan, at her and let her have it. How about you, Savak? What did it mean to you to finally see him throw a football?
Well, it's wonderful. You know, the eternal optimist in me is like, oh my God, this is it. We're going to the Super Bowl, you know, but the realist in me is also like, hold on now. This is just literally bare bones training camp. There's no defenders or anything, but I am excited to see him moving around just like I was when he did his pro day. You know, that it's just nice to see him seem active and ginger, and like, it's hard not to be excited, you know?
Yeah. To me, that slant to Grant, I think to sound feminine, but it made my heart a flutter. That's what I hope to see for many years, that slant to those speed guys. He just drilled it in there early. Like, to see him in the helmet.
The slant to Grant.
I'm not a big Alabama fan, but since he threw that pass against Georgia in the national championship, all I've dreamed about is seeing him wearing a Miami Dolphin helmet. So that was definitely really cool. All right. So let's
super weird. Jay, do you remember I reached out to you recently? I think I tweeted you that during that game, I was out actually having birthday dinner. I was at that same exact restaurant last night. Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of wild, man. And this is before there was any talk of him ending up in Miami. I just happened to be sitting there. We were eating dinner for my birthday, and that game was on, and suddenly he comes in, starts lighting it up. I'm like, oh my God, look at him go. Any team would be lucky to have this one.
And all right, so with that, let's look at this trailer. It's a 2-minute trailer documentary. It's coming in on Fox on September 6th. So let's share the screen again, and we'll give this a go.
In Samoan culture, we believe in prophecies. Before my grandfather passed away, he prophesied about me. He would say, Tua, your name is everything, and one day it will be known all over the world.
How do you stop Tua?
This is your destiny.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Freshman from Hawaii, instant legend.
I work tirelessly, my family pushing me, supporting me every single day to be the best.
I want to make him the best quarterback in college.
After a while, his prophecy began to unfold.
He changed the way we look at Alabama football. Fires to the end zone, touchdown, Alabama wins!
1 Corinthians 2:9 says, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and no mind has ever imagined what God has prepared for those who love him.
Tua's down.
in the moment, you know, I may never play football again.
I've had that feeling. Your body knows something's wrong. Somebody says it's his hip. And then I was really, really concerned.
And you have a decision to make. Do I come back and play, or I go and chase my dream of playing in the NFL?
Right now, he's got to make that call.
If I come back, the risk is, what if I get hurt again?
My name is Tua Tagovailoa.
I will be declaring and entering the 2020 NFL Draft.
I play for more than myself. I play for the name on the back of my jersey. I play for my Samoan culture. But most importantly, I play for my family's legacy.
Welcome to the first virtual NFL Draft.
So who else has chills?
Me.
With Tua, he's just transcended everything. He was the fifth pick. He has more jersey sales than Tom Brady, than the first pick, Joe Burrow. He's leading everything in jersey sales. I've never, NFL Network always has a thing where they like show a few rookies, they follow them around, in training camp. I've never seen a documentary on one player, more or less the fifth pick. And you guys, I think, can speak a lot about that. We talked a little bit with Jade last time about that, and just about how transcendent of a player this guy is, and how different pretty much everything is when it comes to Tua. What are your thoughts on the documentary and just on how transcendent this guy is?
Oh my gosh. I mean, neither of us have seen the trailer. We waited. We wanted to like watch it for the first time on here. So just the fact that they're even coming out with a documentary about this man says so much about who he is. Like off the field, obviously he's an incredible player on the field, but like who he is as a person, for them to want to even make a documentary about him and about his life and his history and just like the kind of person he is just speaks volumes about who he is as a person. It's just like incredible. Like I don't even have any words. Like I'm speechless at this point.
Well, going off that, I think Tua is a very transparent person off the field. He really shows how involved he is with his family and how much he cares for his family. So for me, like when I watched that documentary little clip, it really, drew me into, being more of a Tua fan, because, that's great to see how players are off the field and how much of a role his family plays in his life. I think that's incredible and a great thing to show on his documentary.
So obviously everybody's already in love with Tua, but you guys got a little bit more behind the scenes. How is that going to go to the next level? When this is aired and you start seeing the human being he is, the philanthropist he is, the family man he is, the man of God he is, how is this just going to take that love to the next level?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a tough question. I really don't have an answer for that. I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. I feel like there is no way to answer that. I don't know.
Well, professional athletes, they are public figures, so it's important to really show how they are on the field, but especially off the field as well, if they want to be a role model for younger kids. And especially during a time like this, during a pandemic, I think that more and more people are looking up to role models. Yeah. And so they probably want to, more people will look up to Tua, think, okay, during this pandemic, during COVID-19, that might be putting a hold on people's sports careers, but they have their family to lean back on. He's demonstrating that right now.
Going off of that though, like I don't really know anyone in college football, NFL, like anywhere that doesn't like this man for who he is as a person or a player. That like everyone is always rooting for Tua, whether you're a Dolphins fan or an Alabama fan, like everyone has always kind of been in his corner and had like almost an emotional kind of connection to him, which just speaks to the kind of person that he is and like the impact that he's had on people. Like I said, I'm kind of like at a loss for words over the documentary, because it just like kind of speaks for itself. Like the fact that they even have one created is just like kind of incredible.
Savak, what were your reactions? What do you see? How do you see the fallout of this when this actually airs?
Well, first of all, I think I can make myself look pretty heroic too with some gritty shots and some epic music. But that being said, it's epic. And as a Miami fan, I think the biggest thing that strikes me is I'm just excited to have a quarterback that has that level of star power. We've had a bunch of duds since Marino retired, and to finally have one that can captivate America like that, you know?
Well, kind of going off what...
Go ahead.
He's frozen. Go ahead.
Okay, going off of what he said, I think that it really transforms teams, especially fans as well, when an NFL team has a quarterback with such a great personality, with such a great, you know, as a great role model. Like, speaking of the Patriots, like, with Tom Brady, like, that, he drew in so many fans and such a large support fandom because of the person that he was. So I think that's really transformative for all teams.
Quick sidebar on that. Now that Tom is in Tampa, is there a little bit of love now for you for Tampa, or is it still just all New England?
No, there's no love for Tampa, but there's love for Brady, of course.
I'm a little torn on this. There was a bit in there that where his grandfather said, like, this is what he was born to do, and everyone's gonna know his name, and, you know, like, I don't know how much I always believe in that, but it just feels like that is like 100% true when it comes to Tua. I mean, to watch what he's doing, he's not a year removed from a massive hip injury that has retired other players. You know, like, his doctor said he's never seen anybody rebound from an injury like this. Everything just seems lined up that this is what this man is put here on this planet to do. And it, you know, from coming in from halftime of the national championship game, coming back, how everyone follows him. I mean, the jersey sales, the documentary, it just seems like this is his role on this planet. And I think we're all just really excited to find, hopefully, you know, I know some of you guys, you might be missing out on some college football, but hopefully we will be seeing Tua on Sundays. And, you know, kind of wrapping this up, I would like to formally invite week one. We have the Dolphins versus the Patriots up in Foxborough. So maybe we can have you guys back on week one. We could get a little banter going on with Caitlin and Jade. Maybe we'll get a bet going on. We would love to have you back, and you know, thank you very much for joining us. And I think we're all really excited to watch this documentary and watch Tua throw more footballs.
Yeah, we would love to come back on for that game. I think one of, like, our audience's favorite things is we don't always agree on things, even when it comes to Alabama sports. So, like, I could only imagine what it would be like, Patriots versus Dolphins. I think it'd be a great time.
Absolutely. I have one more question, actually, I forgot. So we talked about this last time about the weird kind of dichotomy that doesn't usually happen too often, but with Alabama not having an NFL team, a lot of you guys have transferred to Miami Dolphin fans following Tua. Do you see that number even escalating when this documentary comes out? Do you see more, especially with the possibility of the SEC not happening this year?
I don't think the documentary is necessarily going to draw in more. I mean, I guess it will, but I just think going to the school already, there are so many Tua fans that there's kind of just like this new group of Miami fans. Yeah. So I think it's already happened, but yeah, maybe.
I think maybe outside of the school or outside of Alabama, like, you may see more fans come from other places that necessarily don't have NFL teams, or like maybe they personally don't have a favorite team. They already like Tua. Like I said, no one hates this man. Like, so watching this documentary, they're probably going to be like, okay, I'm just going to pull for the Dolphins now. Like, I'm a Miami fan.
I have two friends in Birmingham who did not, you know, not go to Tuscaloosa, but they have already jumped ship and they are now Miami Dolphins fans. So I think it's just coming in more and more every day. Again, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to check out the Bama Network. Check out their podcast, The Starting Lineup. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Am I forgetting anything?
Nope, no. You got it.
You follow them on Twitter, the Bama Network. And you guys, thanks a lot for jumping on and talking a little bit of Tua with us.
Thanks for having us.
Have a good night.
You too.